Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
We're starting the year with a discussion about a new book, which we've both been reading, called Meltdown, Why Systems Fail and What We Can Do About It. It's described as an exciting and insightful book. It is about systems and complex systems and how they may fail and what can be done about them. Kieran, you suggested the book. Why do you like it?
There are lots of things I like about it. One is that there is evidence in it. I think a lot of books that posit an idea often tell it in nice stories, which this does, and it's a very easy read, but you don't feel that there's much evidence behind it. This one, I felt, made a compelling case, but also it was evidence-based. I do like the way that it's written. I love the fact that it links the mess up with the Oscars, where they gave out announced the wrong best film, with the Fukushima nuclear disaster, and actually my favourite bit in here, which is the KLM aircrafts and how they were redesigned. And I think it makes a very, very interesting point. I am very nervous of paperwork and overdoing processes. And what the book argues is that when an error happens, we tighten the processes, we make things tighter, we make things sort of stronger and more robust. And actually, we ignore the psychology of that, and we actually make things worse so that people don't take responsibility because they can hide behind the systems and the process. And it also looks at the way processes and systems are designed, where maybe we're looking to design out things that actually shouldn't be designed out. So the best way I can describe that one is my favourite KLM, the Airbus A330, which is beautiful to look at. And in order to streamline the fact that pilots couldn't eat in an old Boeing, they couldn't eat at their desk because they had this whopping great steering wheel. Now, if you've ever seen any films based in airports, aircraft, you've always got the enormous steering wheels in front of the pilot and the co-pilot, and they move together, and frequently one of them moves and the other, one person will change the steering wheel and the other steering wheel will move. They removed all of that so that pilots could sit, and it was a beautiful, sleek design, and they had a joystick instead. Because everybody uses joysticks. And the book makes a very, very strong case for the elegance is lovely, but actually it created some safety problems because the joysticks weren't as intuitive and they weren't connected. So you couldn't see that when the pilot moved a joystick, that your joystick had automatically been moved. It's a really simple example. It's in the book, it goes on for several pages, and I've done that very quickly. But it's a really interesting point about looking at how we design systems. What did you think of it, Charles?
My major takeaway was that every time a disaster happened, the tendency was that they found the solution and they applied a new system on top of existing systems. And as the railway example gives, and by the way, the book is very good reading because it takes a very novelistic approach to it. It will describe a real life situation where a railway train disaster happened, or a plane almost flew into a mountain, etc. And it does it very well. And so it gives you a very good insight into the reality of these situations which it describes. And what it's saying is that, so for example, when they found that some of the track was no longer responding to the sensors on the tracks to the signalling department, so they were losing contact with trains, there was therefore a ghost train on the track, and unfortunately, in one instance in America, another train piled into it, and several people were killed. They then found that there was a way in which that could be solved by placing additional sensors and doing some tests, which solved the problem. But over a period of time, other problems came along. The other problems were placed on top in terms of their solutions, and the reasons for the original testing were forgotten. And one of the aspects I think quite nicely talked about is that for businesses, difficulty, and I quote, lies in the shadow in-betweens when a business is simple and local to when it becomes large scale and complex. It is in the shadowed space that troublesome practices are born. Now, that was written in 1927 by General Electric when they were looking at some of their problems. The elements that the book has got, I think, quite rightly indicate that there are ways in which organisations get problems because they don't necessarily look holistically at the problem and all the other problems that they've had. And what they do end up with is a psychologist calls a prospective hindsight. And I think that's quite an interesting one. So when you come up with a problem in your organization and you find the cure for it, you then have to really do a very systematic review of the entire operation of what is going on, rather than a partial this solves this problem approach. And your example of the Airbus is a very nice one, because the Airbus Airlines talked to the pilots. The pilots who said that eating the food in front of them on a tray was great. They had a control stick on either side of them. So one's on the left and one is on the right. But the two weren't linked. So there was no understanding from one pilot to the co-pilot as to what the other one was doing. And they couldn't even see it. Whereas the joystick approach, they mirrored one another. The book, I think, is very interesting for its insights for complex operations. I think for small businesses, it's possibly a good read, because it's says, you know, do be careful as to how much complexity you put inside your organization. The last sections on the book are, interestingly enough, is called Strangers in a Strange Land, which talks about the need for people to stand up and be contrarian and to shout about the fact that this solution may not be the best that there is. So I found it an interesting and an intriguing book to read, but more for big companies, I think.
What I also liked about it was, although in fact Strangers in a Strange Land does talk about the Volkswagen emissions scandal, there's also a section on Theranos, obviously back in the news at the moment with Elizabeth Holmes at the helm, where people were twisting the rules for profit motives or nefarious means. A lot of the examples it gives are people doing the best they possibly can. They're trying to get it right. And I think that's where I also found it interesting, that actually sometimes the systems and processes stop people from doing the right thing or make them concentrate on the wrong thing, which we've talked about before as sort of what gets measured, gets managed. And the other thing I think it's really pertinent for small businesses as well as large is, again, it's part of my Airbus example, because that one really resonated with me. When he points out that the real killer wasn't the mountain, but an interaction of small failures.
Yes.
And what the best mountaineering companies do, and companies with great safety records do, is they treat the boring logistical issues as critical safety concerns. So it's the stuff that maybe doesn't seem so exciting, the sort of daily looking at the small things, but actually that's what makes the difference and makes something critical work well.
Yes, I think the what the book does is it does spark ideas in the mind. And I think from that perspective, like all good business books, it's a worthwhile read because of what it sparks in your brain.
Yes. Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Certainly, it was a stocking filler for me a couple of years ago, and I absolutely loved it.
Well, that was wonderful. Thank you very much indeed, Kieran. Great to talk to you as ever. So we were talking about Meltdown, Why Our Systems Fail and What We Can Do About It, by Chris Clearford and Andras Tilsik. And there'll be a link on the website to that. We'll talk next week about more opinionated marketing.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.